The governor of New Jersey has resigned. In a stunning news conference today, James McGreevy, accompanied by his wife, announced that he is, quote, a gay American. He admitted having an affair with another man and said he would step down as governor.
It makes little difference that as governor, I am gay. In fact, having the ability to truthfully set forth my identity might have enabled me to be more forthright in fulfilling and discharging my constitutional obligations. Given the circumstances surrounding the affair and its likely impact upon my family and my ability to govern, I have decided the right course of action is to resign.
Eugene Son, who reports for member stations WBGO in Newark and WHYY in Philadelphia, attended the governor's news conference and joins us now to talk about what happened. A pretty shocking day. Did this come out of nowhere?
Well, there have been rumors about Jim McGreevy being either gay or bisexual since the beginning of his term, but the fact that he had ridden the rise and fall of those rumors so effectively and none of them had come out officially, a lot of us were very surprised when it came to a head today. Governor McGreevy did not say why he was making this announcement and this decision now, although there are reports that there might be a sexual harassment lawsuit being filed against him. I've been unable to confirm that as of yet. That might have pushed his hand.
The McGreevy administration has been traveling a rather rocky road. There have been other ethics allegations involving the administration. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the first indictment had to do with a fundraiser who was accused of extorting political donations in return for favors. And the second had to do with a charge of obstruction of justice to McGreevy's largest fundraiser, who was accused of hiring prostitutes to get pictures taken of people in compromising positions in order to obstruct this investigation. Both of those happened. There have been all sorts of other ethics allegations against Governor McGreevy, but he had also been able to get through those. And in the end, it was his personal life that caught up with him, not his political life.
The governor admitted to having an affair with another man. Do we know anything about that man?
This is a person who's been in newspaper reports from here and there. In fact, a couple of years ago, there was a notable newspaper report where they said this gentleman supposedly brought Governor McGreevy in to a look at an apartment that he was considering renting, although it was certainly someone who's been mostly in the shadows.
Governor McGreevy is resigning effective November 15th. Why not immediately?
There are two factors at play here. First of all, in New Jersey, it avoids having a special election. If he resigns too early, then they have a special election this year and then a regularly scheduled election next year, two elections in a year. And the other thing is that the Kerry campaign did not want to have a special gubernatorial election competing with the presidential elections.
Is there any sense of how the people of New Jersey are reacting to this stunning news?
They're still getting over the shock. Despite all the rumors, a lot of people who were very much in the know in the statehouse, I think, were still floored when he actually made the announcement. And certainly the people out in the street in front of the statehouse, although you know there have been various reports and rumors, when it gets confirmed, it's an entirely different thing.
Eugene Son, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Eugene Son reports for member stations WBGO in Newark and WHYY in Philadelphia.